interest in contributing to this new church over here, and showed them the sacrifices that Solomon made.
Mm-hmm. It was a good lesson for that.
I couldn't
be a good lesson for the workmen too.
I couldn't contribute but so much because I have a boat that I've got to keep. I could sell it for a certain amount and give it up to the church, but I can't do that. I've got to have a boat to go fishing. I use myself for an example, but they understood what I meant.
Well, that's true.
But it's true that we don't sacrifice.
Well,
we think we do, but we don't sacrifice enough.
If you sold your boat, you'd have to do something else to keep, keep yourself a person from certain outlets we just have to have. What does your wife do after breakfast? Well, what's the first thing she does to prepare the breakfast?
She puts on the coffee pot.
And then after you've eaten, what does she do?
She washes the dishes.
Does she have any special term for her best dishes? Does she call those anything in particular?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't have any china. And I said, we're a modern family. She has a better set of dishes that she very seldom uses, but I guess she doesn't have any special name for them. She calls them her better dishes.
Does she use anything in the dishwater to wipe the dishes when she's washing them?
We refer to that, we did always, when I was a boy, as a drying rag.
That's
a rag.
That's inside the water?
We didn't cover, no, that was a dish rag.
Oh, a dish rag inside
dish
the water and drying
inside
rag
the water.
Outside.
And then we called it a drying rag. Anymore, we call it a dish towel. But always then, it was the dish rag and the drying rag. And they were made of usually of flour sacks. When I was a boy, they bought flour in 50-pound bags to feed 10. Like it took a lot of flour. And light bread was a rarity. As we advanced further, we got to where we would have light bread for Sunday dinner. Now then, if we can have biscuits for Sunday dinner. But that's the way it was. Iced tea on Sunday was a treat. We carried our ice 25 pounds. My brother and I had carried it. Oh, the period that I remember so well, that we lived about a mile or so from town. But when we lived at Portland, there wasn't even a meat market there. There was no refrigeration there. And if you wanted fresh meat, You gave that merchant your order, just exactly what you wanted and how much. And he would order it out of Muskogee, and it would come on the train the next morning. It would come out of Muskogee into Portland and arrive about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. And you go down there to his place and pick up your meat. Steak or roast, whatever. Well, we always ordered steak. But other than that, if you got fresh meat, there was a fellow, he passed away not too long ago in Muskogee. His name was Bill Arnold, and he was well known throughout that area. He would butcher a beef and peddle it out that day. There was no laws then, I guess, governing food and how it was kept. But he would, and he'd get along to the last if he didn't have it sold. He'd start cutting the price because he didn't.